A bushfire catastrophe is looming in South Australia, where over 50 blazes are raging out of control, threatening lives, land and homes. Army bulldozers and fuel tankers were sent to Victoria State, where over 1,800 firefighters are struggling to contain the burning in the rugged, inaccessible mountains of the Victoria Alps. An urgent call for help was also sent to New Zealand ahead of 4 days in which temperatures are tipped to soar to 40 degrees Celsius. Among the families being evacuated are the McKims, and Jeff McKim says this year's fires are worse than ever due to the extreme drought.
It's actually rather traumatic at the present moment. We're watching bushfires which are advancing from the north, and I'm going onto the internet every hour or so and seeing just whether a house, in fact, is going to be secure. We have bushfires everywhere, but because the ground is so dry, any lightning strikes or any fires are likely to take off. This has been an unprecedented drought. The river down below us at our Hallett House at this stage is a trickle through stones. It's absolutely crazy. We've taken some precautions at the house, and in fact in Wodonga, where we live in northeast Victoria, to be able to clear away. But at this stage, it's really in the hands of nature as to what's going on.
So what is being done? I believe that there have been some water restrictions there.
Well, locally here in Wodonga, we're restricted to 4 hours every second night. Where a holiday house is, there's absolutely no watering at all. And that's it. You're allowed to use household water, and that's it. If you go across to Bendigo, Ballarat, and a number of other regions, it's exactly the same thing. No water outside at all, just inside the house.